where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
Now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind, and each of our guests here is going to tell a secret, as are Richard and I. We will start with James Thornton with DAZ3D.com. James, what's a secret you can share with our audience?
There is this balance between being able to do the little things in a business startup and in an entrepreneurial environment. But doing that will almost certainly not lead to a success unless you balance it with a goal in mind, with seeing where you want to take the business. So it's a little bit of reverse engineering, sort of like announcing we're going to put a man on the moon or a person on the moon and not really know how you're going to do it, and then reverse engineer from there. So do the little things, but do the little things that you've defined are important to reach your ultimate goal.
Okay, Cliff Nademacher with Phrenosity.com. What's the secret you can share?
My secret weapon is execution. As simple as it may sound, most people can't do it. I am surrounded by people who are idea rich and execution poor. They do nothing. Or they talk.
Yeah.
And they're always the first to tell you at the dinner table, they came up with that idea 15 years ago, but they did nothing. And that's what they do. They do absolutely nothing. They just talk. They dream. And they tell you all the things they've invented in their mind and all the things that they've created, already thought of that 14 years ago. Execution is my secret weapon. I dig in deep. I am unreasonably selective as to where I put my time and attention. That's why I don't have a Facebook account. I hate social media. I think it's a total waste of time. And I think that most people will be instantly happier if they stop doom scrolling on all of that crap every day and just got laser focused, unreasonably selective, who's in their life, what they're going to work on, and then execute flawlessly. And to put emphasis also on flawlessly. Some people just execute. It's super sloppy. They didn't think it through. Like, just do it. Get it done. It's literally a life hack. It's your edge.
It is.
You know, and there was a question before. It's like, and how much would that cost? Nothing. These are like showing up on time, being professional, having an attitude of gratitude. These things are free. Execution's free. Just do it. It doesn't cost a dime to huddle your staff and say, we're going to become a culture that's going to stop meeting for hours, going in circles, talking about nothing. We're going to be a culture of executing and obsessing over acquiring customers or whatever you want to obsess over as an organization. So my answer to everyone is execution.
I love that. Just do it, right? Okay, Eric Kanagi with SimpleSense.io. What's a secret you can share?
Just be helpful. I find that, especially in this business as a startup founder, the more that you're helpful to other people, and that can be employees, that can be potential customers, like helping a customer solve their real problem versus just like selling them something they don't need will pay dividends over time. Helping other founders out on their journey comes back around. And the more helpful you are, kind of the more you put out there, then the more you'll get back later. One story there, there are venture capitalists or VCs out there. And I was just on somebody's website and they literally said the way to reach out to us is through your network. And so there is no front door. There's no email. You have to reach out to them through an intro from somebody who knows them. And you do that by meeting other people and building a network and being helpful to those people so that when you do need that intro, they'll be like, sure, because all they have to do is send an email. It's not a big deal. But if you can't get those emails, you can't talk to these people. You can't raise money. So just be helpful. It does pay dividends.
Yeah.
You don't always know what it'll pay off, you know, when you're doing it, but you can't know that.
I agree. So Richard Gearhart with Gearhart Law, what's your secret?
I'm learning that rest is not optional, as in taking a break. And I used to work 80 hours a week, and I was just pounding all the time on email all the time. And I would only take a break if I felt like I earned it. You know, if I had cleared off my desk or if I had finished these projects, then it was time for a break. That's when you rest. And now I'm beginning to see it a little bit differently. You know, rest is part of the process. You need to take some time off and clear your brain. And that's just as important as the tasks that you're working on. And so I'm learning that, and I thought I'd share it. Maybe it's not a secret, but it's a practical step forward.
Absolutely. And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart with Gear Media Studios. And my secret is, if you had a project you were working on and you quit because it just couldn't go the way that you needed it to, or what for whatever reason, reevaluate it in light of AI, because AI can do so much more now that we couldn't do, just a short time ago. I do have one project I'm sitting on, and I've been saying for the last 2 years, I'm waiting for the AI to catch up. I think it's coming, and it is coming, but it'll probably be a little while more. And it may be, it's kind of a creative project that's a fun project, but I know the AI will be there. But there's other things I've done that I wanted to do, and I just got stuck, like my website I was doing. And now with the AI, it'll just take care of all that stuff. It can clean it up in a few minutes. So reevaluate. If you got stuck somewhere, maybe ask AI, like, how could you help me with this now?
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.